This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. South Korea's military has warned North Korea not to go ahead with its planned spy satellite launch. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports this has increased tension on the peninsula.
A senior official has suggested South Korea could suspend an inter-Korean agreement to reduce tensions and resume frontline aerial surveillance in response. North Korea's first two attempts to put a spy satellite into space failed, and its promised third attempt has been delayed. Seoul officials say the delay likely was because the North's receiving Russian technology assistance, and the launch could happen in the coming days. The UN Security Council bans any satellite launches by North Korea because it views them as a disguised test of its missile technology. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian interference in Bosnia has NATO worried. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that the alliance strongly supports Bosnia's integrity and condemned the foreign interference.
So we are concerned by secessionist and divisive rhetoric, as well as malign foreign interference, including from Russia.
Sarajevo was the first stop on Stoltenberg's tour of Western Balkan countries that will also include Kosovo, Serbia, and North Macedonia. Israeli tanks surrounded a hospital in North Gaza, and at least 12 Palestinians were killed and dozens more wounded by firing into the complex. Health officials said on Monday the fighting raged on amid indications of a possible pause in hostilities. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.N. now says two-thirds of Gaza's population has been made homeless. This is VOA News. The Kremlin said on Monday it deeply regretted Finland's decision to shut crossings on its border with Russia, a move it said reflected Helsinki's adoption of an anti-Russian stance. Finland, a member of the European Union and from this year, also of the NATO military alliance, closed four crossings on its border with Russia on Saturday as it seeks to halt the flow of asylum seekers, it says was instigated by Moscow. OpenAI has appointed ex-Twitch boss Emmett Shear to lead the startup, replacing Sam Altman, who will join the company's top backer, Microsoft, to lead a new advanced AI research team. The decision not to reinstate Altman as CEO of the company, behind ChatGPT, has confounded efforts by investors and employees of the firm to steady the ship by bringing him back after the board fired him, a surprise move that rocked the tech world. The African-centric G20 investment summit underway in Berlin, hosted by German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Because growth in Africa means also growth for the whole planet in the end. And it's then also a chance for business to expand, because you are not restricted to where you are coming from and where you are used to invest.
The chairperson of the African Union also spoke as the keynote speaker to open the Africa Investment Summit. Argentina elected radical libertarian Javier Milei as president in a runoff election on Sunday, giving the outsider candidate who has pledged to blow up the status quo a four-year mandate that will start December 10th.
Welcome to the Kingdom of Arendelle.
Hundreds of Frozen fans from around the world delighted on Monday, rushing into the first Frozen-themed land as the attraction officially opened its gate to the public at the Hong Kong Disney Resort.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles. I flew out here for the opening of Arendelle because to me, this is like the most important thing I could possibly come to. Like, it's 10 years celebrating Frozen, and the last 10 years have been like amazing because the story of Frozen has changed my life. It makes me think about my mom, my family, like love, and love is an open door, so I came to celebrate that. Yay!
Michael Moriarty, the managing director of the Hong Kong Disneyland Resort, likened the world of Frozen to a crown jewel. The attraction is a recreation of Arendelle, the hometown of Anna and Elsa from the Frozen movie franchise. Landmarks include the Ice Palace, the castle, the clock tower, and the Friendship Fountain. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.